Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Trademark owners who are dealing with a infringement or possible infringement situation need to be aware of the Streisand effect. Now, what in the world does the legendary singer Barbra Streisand have to do with trademark law? Well, let me tell you about the Streisand effect and how it applies. Years ago, Barbra Streisand tried to stop the release of some photos that had been taken. I think they were aerial or paparazzi photos of her beach house along the coast in California. And she didn't want people to know what her house looked like and where the exact location was, I suppose. What happened was that in trying to stop these people, it became a much bigger deal, and news stories and litigation, and the photos were publicized and published in the papers and used in court. And so because she was worried about publicity about her house, she went after these people, and in turn, it generated 100 or 1,000 times more publicity about her house than it ever would have had she done nothing. So the Streisand effect is when, by trying to quash a situation, you actually amplify it and cause more harm than more good. And I've been talking about this in the field of trademarks, and not exclusively, others have as well, for many years. And the way it comes up is when companies send letters to possible infringers and they make demands that could sound unreasonable or outrageous, and those demands end up getting coverage in the news, coverage on social media, and the company that was trying to protect its trademark ends up looking like a bully or looking like they don't care about their fans or other small business owners. And it causes more damage to their brand than this one other business that's using a name that's arguably similar in a arguably related field of business could ever have done. One example of this that got much media attention several years ago was when Chick-fil-A, who of course has the Eat More Chicken slogans and billboards, went after a small solo business in Vermont that sold shirts and products that said Eat More Kale. And they were primarily sold at a farmer's market in Burlington, Vermont, I believe. And Chick-fil-A threatened to go after him. And he, quite astutely, turned this around and launched a giant campaign about what Chick-fil-A was doing to him. And I'm certain that he sold, in the year or two following that, hundreds of times more merchandise and more Eat More Kale products than he ever would have if Chick-fil-A had done nothing. So Chick-fil-A, in many ways, did him a favor. Now, there was litigation and other things involved. I'm sure it wasn't a pleasant process to go through. But in terms of sales volume, Chick-fil-A did him a favor. Another example is Vice Media in 2016 sent demands to a band called Vice Versa. And in response, Vice Versa created a GoFundMe page. They got thousands of views on their YouTube page. They were an unknown band, a local band, before this erupted and got national media coverage, Huffington Post coverage, got shared everywhere on social media. So repeatedly, companies make a mistake of not thinking through what the reaction might be to their letter. And it doesn't mean that they weren't justified in sending a letter or in having a trademark issue, but often it's the tone and the way they go about it and the demands that they make that could be adjusted to be more sensitive to deal with this Streisand effect and make sure that it doesn't happen. So brand owners, in both sending cease and desist letters or notices of lawsuits and responding to them, and their attorneys, need to be aware of this issue and how to deal with it, how to ensure that it doesn't happen, or how to leverage it if necessary. this issue is, of course, more prevalent than ever, given how easy it is to share things online, given the effect of social media, how something can go from a tiny local story to a nationwide meme, you know, within a matter of hours. So before you deal with a possible infringement situation, think about Barbra Streisand. I wish I had a great song of hers that I could tie into this as well, but I'm not terribly familiar with her entire songbook. But think about Barbra Streisand. Think about her house on the beach in Malibu and how she wanted to quash the photos of it and instead made a media storm because of the way she handled the issue. And make sure that that doesn't happen to your trademark issue. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.